streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Spartan Stadium in Salina. Delta's looking at the league showdown at the South Central Colorado Mountains. I'm Mark Cantor, along with my son, Trent Cantor. Delta continues to roll through their season, coming into this game 6-0, 1-0 in league, ranked second in this week's 2A coaches poll and third in RPI. A lot of the Panthers' success can be attributed to the tremendous play of the defense that has only allowed 34 points this season, and pitched the shutout against Pagosa Springs last week, 28-0. Not only the defense doing really well, Isai Carrillo and Connor Workman both rushing for over 100 yards last week, and Isai Carrillo having two touchdowns. Yeah, great job by them. You know, it's nice to have two running backs that you can depend on. Unfortunately, Connor got a little banged up last game. He has a hand injury. He's wearing a cast and it's wrapped up. So I'm not sure how much we're going to see him on offense tonight. Definitely going to see him out there on defense. So Salida enters this game at 3-3, losing their league opener last week at Montezuma Cortez 19-0. Salida had some trouble with special teams as well as turnovers early in that game. The weather was also causing some issues for them. They were down 14-0 in the first 30 seconds or so of that game, but the defense picked things up only to give up 3 points the rest of the game, so it looks like it might be a little bit of a defensive battle here tonight. We're going to take a break and come back with the conversation I had with head coach Ben Johnson earlier this week. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorin, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You guys notched another solid win on Saturday with the defense obviously pitching the shutout. I thought you guys really wore Pagosa down during the game.
You know, I thought our defense played really good. I think they had like 8 or 9 three and outs, which I thought they did an outstanding job there. You know, I thought offensively we did okay. The penalties hurt us a little bit again, and we just need to keep working on our passing game and get that a little bit better. But I think towards the end of the game, just with the physicality of it, we ended up rushing for like 350 yards. So I thought that was a real nice job there.
Well, defensively, with the usual suspects, play Sam Workman on that side of the ball. But a couple more guys stepped up as well. Connor Stolfus had a sack. Alex Ward had an interception. And I called Isaiah Leavitt's name a little bit as he got some playing time on defense. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we've been trying to rotate some guys in to keep everyone fresh, and Jose Leavitt came in, and he's a wonderful kicker, but he does a nice job on the D-line, and we got Brendan Sprout in there, got him some reps. I thought he did a really nice job also. So defensively, it's fun to see some of those kids, Kyle Kincaid got in, and see some of the older kids get in and get to play a little bit also.
You talked about the success we had offensively, and it seems like Connor and Isai Correa were playing. Can you top this? You know, they both had pretty big games. Connor had 172 yards on 26 carries, while Isai had 145 yards on 14 carries and the two touchdowns. What did you think about their performances?
You know, I thought both backs played really well. Connor's a little bit more of a bruiser, and Isai's a little bit more of a speed glider, so you get a different 1-2 punch there. I thought the offensive line blocked really well. They're continuing to get better. They gave us a different front that caused us some trouble because we didn't practice it all week. And when you don't practice it all week, the kids are very confused. So halftime was a big time to sit them down and make some adjustments with them and just talk to them. But I thought the O-line blocked well, and those two kids run the ball really hard.
So the last several years, as we talked about the running game, we've had standout running backs with Timmy Horn the last couple of years, Kalamu before that. What's it been like to have two explosive running backs that you aren't afraid to give the ball to?
You know, it's really nice. That way we can keep them fresh and they can stay ready to go and keep their legs underneath them. Sometimes they don't want to get out of the game. They're like, I'm good. I understand that. But we want to get the other guy in there, get his legs going a little bit, and then keep the other guy fresh because they both do play defense too. So it's crucial to let them have a little balance.
So we have Kalida coming up here. They've experienced some down years over the past several years, this year they look to be somewhat improved. What have you seen on film?
They are, you know, they look a little bit older, the bodies are a little bit bigger, you know, we saw them at camp, and, you know, they look like they got some older kids finally, and that program's growing and doing things well. They got a good running back we saw, and he does a really nice job, so we'll have to go really hard. That's something I talked to the kids about. When you enter league play, everybody just steps it up a little bit. You know, Pagosa, they hadn't won a game yet, but I thought they fought really hard that entire game. So hats off to them. I thought they played outstanding. And they'll get the same effort from tonight, I truly believe. So we're going to have to play well and execute on our game.
Now, Salida kind of picked up a little bit of the injury bug. Their starting quarterback got hurt last week, broke his leg against Cortez. And how are we on the injury front?
You know, we're getting better. Tyree is going to the doctor. He should be clear tomorrow, which will be really nice. He might have a broken wrist, but he came out clean. It was nothing was broken. So they did put a cap on it. We're glad we're pretty
much on the end of the line. So when he gets cleared, he won't necessarily play against the light up. So we're expecting him to stay.
Correct, yeah. Just we don't have any live contact whatsoever. I don't want to throw him into the game right away. So hopefully he'll be cleared Thursday with, I'm sure, a few limitations, and then over the course of the next 2 weeks, he should be ready to play by the ACO.
Okay, great. We'll see you in Florida, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
So finishing up the national anthem here in Salida. Welcome back to Spartan Stadium. Once again, I'm Mark Cantor along with Trent Cantor, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups for both teams now. Delta's offensive starters, right tackle, number 54, Rip Lockhart. The right guard will be number 60, Caleb Richmond. The center, number 58, Xavier Martinez. The left guard, number 59, Sean Wyatt. And the left tackle will be number 51, Tucker Johnson. The tight end will be number 10, Clay Sandridge. The wide receiver will be number 17, Gavin Brewer. Another wide receiver, number 15, Damian Gallegos. And the third wide receiver will be number 9, Rylan Bynum. I'm not sure if Workman will be in on offense tonight. Otherwise, he would be in the starting lineup, of course. Running back number 5, Isai Carrillo, and the quarterback number 2, Landon Clay. And, of course, Delta does a lot of rotation with their wide receivers. So Brett Leho is out with an injury, so we won't see him tonight, but Angel Romero will be rotated in along the way. So defensively, defensive end number 51, Tucker Johnson, the nose guard number 58, Xavier Martinez, and the other defensive end number 81, Easton Bear. Inside linebackers number 10, Clay Sandridge, and number 44, Talon Hewlett. The outside linebackers number 4, Connor Workman, and number 5, Isai Carrillo. The cornerbacks number 9, Rylan Bynum, and number 17, Gavin Brewer. The strong safeties number 2, Landon Clay, and free safety number 11, Alex Ward. Take a look at the offensive starters for Salida on the offensive line. Number 56, Braden Pridemore. Number 60, Ben Clayton. Number 63, Anthony Taverna. Number 65, Juan Oriel. Number 68, Simon Bertolino. The tight end is number 11, Drew Johnson. Wide receivers, number 28, Daniel Edgington. Number 1, Connor Gentile. And number 24, Wyatt Barney. The fullback, number 27, Chris Graff. And the quarterback, number 15, Ashton Walker. Walker started the season as their starting quarterback, was usurped by, I believe it was, let's see if I can find his name. It's escaping me right now, but when their starting quarterback was injured last week, he came in as the backup, so he will be starting tonight. The defensive starters for Salida, defensive line, number 68, Bertolino, number 56, Pridemore, number 60, Clayton. The linebackers, number 12, Glazer, number 11, Johnson, number 3, Jace Young, and number 8, Brody Hudson. And the defensive backs, number 28, Daniel Edgington, number 9, Bryce Rodriguez, and number 18, Tony Ortiz.
Delta winning the toss, electing to defer here, so we'll see Delta's defense start out the game. Salida will return.
So, can't quite see the numbers on the returners. I think it's number 1, Gentile, and I think 20, Edgington, but I can't be certain. So, Jose Olivas has the ball teed up. And looks like we are set to go here in Salida. And you'll have to bear with me, folks. Battling a little bit of a sore throat tonight. We're also right by the door to the press box, so you can hear that slamming behind us. And the wind, quite brisk here.
It is very windy this evening. And looks like Talon Hewlett's going to hold the ball for Jose as he kicks here.
And it's not a warm wind, and Jose ran up to the ball and decided he didn't like it, so I'll give it one more shot here. Here we go. And this game's over, they're underway. It's a high end over end kick, fielded at the 10. And it looks like it's returned just shy of the Salida 25. I believe that was number 21, the Corbin Rosales returning the football.
Number 15, Damian Gallegos, along with number 22, Giovanni Romero, in on that tackle.
So double wing set, one wide to the right, the fullback in the backfield, and it looks like the fullback is going to get the carry.
Stacked up by number 56, Connor Stolzfus.
Good job with that one. That was kind of a tongue twister for me, too. So a 1 yard gain for Graf on the play. Same formation. Looks like the wingback on the left side comes in motion, but it's going to be a give up the middle to Graf. Another short gain of about a couple of yards.
Workman and Rip Lockhart, I believe, in on that tackle.
So it looks like Rip out there on the defensive line as well tonight. And I'll tell you, Rip Lockhart, you know, obviously the Lockhart family, Gage, just a standout tight end and for this program a few years ago. He's obviously pitching in college at Brown now. As the two wide and a wing, and it's going to be some misdirection, a trap play to the left wing back. It's number two, Brady Potts, I believe, as a lot of substitutions being made, a lot of subbing in and out by Salida. Delta does a lot of subbing too, obviously. So two wide, looks like two wide to the right, one to the left. And I should say, move that back, second wide receiver to the wing. It's a punt, actually, now. Because it's fourth down, a low line drive punt, and just makes it over midfield. It'll be touched down by Salida at the Delta 44-yard line. So, a net punt of about 23 yards or so.
Salida's kicking in. They're hunting into the wind at the moment. Delta didn't even have a receiver back.
Yeah. Normally Workman is the returner there with his hand banged up. I'm not sure if they're going to, you know, who they'll run back there when they need a returner. So it'll be two wide to the left. That's Brewer and Bynum working outside in, one wide to the right, but it's going to be a give up the middle door. Carrillo, he breaks free. Gain of 11 and a Modern Appliance Company first down. By the way, our opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Taco Time. So an 11-yard gain for Korea. So a big hole there up front for Korea to run through. I think you could have probably sent a Matt Truck through that one. So good job up front by Delta. Same formation. Wing back on the right. There's the snap and a give again to Korea. Runs on the left side. It'll be a gain of 2. Angel Romero was the receiver on the far side in that play. He and Damian Gallegos will swap in and out. They sub in and out for each other. So Gallegos in the slot on the right side with Brewer, the wide receiver, wide on that side. Bynum, the receiver on the left. It's going to be a give up the middle again to Carrito. And he'll gain another couple of yards. It'll be third and five for the Panthers.
Delta's really trying to progress from last game. Carrillo and Workman, like I said earlier, had both over 100 rushing yards. Haven't seen a pass play from Delta quite yet. It is third and about five.
So, and obviously with Workman injured, not sure how much he'll carry the ball, so might be the Eastside Carrillo show tonight. Two wide to the left, one wide to the right. Offset pistol formation is to give right up the middle for Carrillo. It'll be a gain of eight. And a Modern Appliance Company first down. Delta's first possession in this game. They forced a three and out to Salida. And Delta starting on their own 44. They're now at the Salida 31. 8:12 left in the first. Stacked tight receivers on the right side. Trips at the pitch to Carrillo. Finds the seam on that right side on the pitch sweep, and it'll be a nice gain of, we'll call it, eight. So Carrillo already five carries. Yards. So a little over 6 yards of carry. The Brewer wide to the left. They have that stack trips on the right side again. A tight trip. And it's a fake pitch. Misdirection going to be a give to the wing on that side. Was that Workman? I think it's going to be Gallegos. So Gallegos kind of lining up as that wing on that tight, you know, the receiver closest to the line of scrimmage, acting like the wing back on that side. But we'll use a little misdirection. So double tight, late substitution is we're going to go trip left. Looks like the wing back on the left side is going to be Workman. He comes in the block. Clay keeps it. It's a gain of 7, and Delta has a Modern Appliance Company first down as they enter the red zone. Ball will be on the Salida 15. 6:28 left in the first quarter, and Delta just marching down the field. Just kind of doing what they do here. Gallegos will be wide to the right. We'll have two wide to the left. I believe that's Bynum in the slot, and Brewer wide. And it looks like
Delta's going to take a timeout.
Delta will take a timeout, apparently. Coach Johnson didn't like the way his team lined up. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Delta's got a 1st and 10 on the Salida 15. They'll line up two wide to the left, one to the right. Clay in the gun with the back to his right. Gallegos in motion. It's an end around on the right side. He's got the move to run. And a nice game for Gallegos. Close to the line to game marker, and I think he's going to be just short. It'll be a gain of,
there's some laundry on the field, it looks like. I believe.
See where this penalty is going to go. It's going to be a hold against Delta, so a great run will be negated. And so Delta will lose not quite 10 yards. as it happened apparently beyond the line of scrimmage there.
So instead of second and one, we're looking at first and about 15, 18.
The clock will continue to roll. 5:45 left in the quarter. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Back to the right of Clay. Out of the gun. Quick pass to the left side. That Brewer cuts inside, finds the lane to run through, and that'll be a gain of 18. It's going to be close to the marker. And it is indeed a Modern Appliance Company first down.
First and goal from the Salida 5.
So first pass of the night for Delta. They made good on it for 18 yards. Too wide to the right, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper straight up the middle. Clay powers his way ahead, and it's going to be a gain of 3. I wouldn't be surprised if Delta ran the exact same play again. They very well could. It's the same formation. Running back to the right of Clay, and indeed they do, except Clay goes around the right side, and he is dives into the end zone for a touchdown. A Delta touchdown. That's chemistry. We're finishing each other's sentences. Nice job.
It's like we're related or something.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'll leave us on. Kick the extra point. Good snap, good hold, not good hold. And missed it off the right upright. Workman couldn't handle the snap, couldn't get the ball down. Olivas was able to get the kick off, but missed it right, hit the right upright.
You know, I wasn't sure if Workman would be able to hold with his hand wrapped up the way it is. So I don't know if they have a backup holder. So Delta leads 6-0, 4:59 left in the first quarter. So a couple great runs by Clay there to score the touchdown. Puts Delta up by 6 as we mentioned, missed extra point. So ball is upright on the tee. It looks like it's going to stay there this time, and Olivas puts the boot into it, and it's going to go out of the back of the end zone. So first and 10, the Modern Appliance Company first down. And Salida starts at their own 20. So two wide. Like we'll have the double wing look again. Looks like there's some confusion. I think they're just waiting for the officials to put the ball in play here. You know, this isn't like college or NFL. We don't have media timeouts, so I'm not sure what they're waiting for. Here we go. So double wing, looks like the quarterback Walker will be in the gun. Left wing in motion. Walker going to keep it. Did he lose the ball or is just his footing?
Just his footing, looks like. Lost him about 2 on the play.
So it'll be second. And 12 for the Spartans. So looks like it'll be they'll have a double wing with one receiver on the left side. Back will be to the left of the quarterback Walker. He's rolling to his left. The pass will be knocked down by Landon Clay. I think that was intended for his tight end Drew Johnson, who we were told by the Salida radio guy prior to the game, but this kid could be a D1 prospect. He's that talented. So he has been injured, I guess, the last few weeks as his first game back. So it's like a double wings, double tight set.
Oh,
going to be a give.
Ball was on the ground, and I think Delta fell on it. I believe number 10, Price Dandridge, with the fumble recovery.
So, again, great defense by Delta. They'll take over the Modern Appliance Company first down inside the Lightest red zone. Ball is at the, looks like, 18-yard line. 4:12 left in the first quarter. But Damian Gallegos will bring the play in from the sideline. Gallegos will be the wing on the right side. Brewer wide that way, and then Bynum is wide to the left. It'll be a give up the middle to Carrillo. Gain of about 8 on the play. Second and short coming up here for the Panthers. So, it's like the same formation. Playing the gun with Carrillo to his right. There's the give. Carrillo finding a seam. Gets it to about the 2-yard line. So, it'll be another gain of 8 in a Modern Appliance Company first down. Delta quickly to the line. Looks like too wide to the right, back to the right of Clay. Clay just going to keep it around the right side, and it's going to be a touchdown for Delta. So, a 2-yard scamper for Delta's current QB1, and Delta puts another 6th spot on the board. I'll leave this back out for the point after. Does look like Connor Workman's still the holder, so here's the snap. It kicks, ball is down, kicks up, and it's good. So with 3:18 left in the first quarter, Delta extends their lead. It's 13-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, grinders, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Not wasting any time getting back to action here. I believe this is kickoff. We'll go out of the back of the end zone, and the touchback will give Salida, a Modern Appliance Company, first down at their own 20. So Delta getting it done early here. Defense causes the turnover, and Delta quickly capitalizes with a 2-yard scamper by Clay for their second touchdown of the game. So, Salida will come to the line. One by one, double wing, back behind the quarterback Walker in the pistol pitch. We'll go to number 24, Farney. I think he was the wing on the right side. And not sure he gained anything on that one, maybe a yard. It'll be 2nd and 9 for Salida. So, double tight, double wing. Back behind Walker, who's in the gun. Wing back on the left side in motion. It's going to be a give up the middle to Graham. Think he made it back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe not. Looks like he's going to lose 2. they get one, and it'll be back to 3 yards and or third down and 10 yards to go. So same formation, double tight, double wing. Walker under center, back behind him. That's Graff. Farney in motion, fakes the pitch. Walker rolling to his right under pressure, and he will be taken down from behind
by number 4, Connor Workman.
Clay Sandridge kind of collided with Walker as he was on the ground, kind of sideswiped his helmet with his knee, and Walker a little slow to get up there, but it looks like he's going to be okay. And now is Salida going to punt? Like this is number 2 Potts. I think.
Number 8, Brody Hudson.
Okay, thank you.
Back there to punt for Salida. Delta has no one back to return.
And they got a hand on that.
They had
hand locked
it. Gets the Salida roll. Rolls to about the Delta 49. So for Delta's third possession of the game, that's where they will set up shop.
It's interesting. You know, Workman, the normal punt returner, and Delta opting not to put anybody back to return the first several punts, well, first 2 punts of the game for Salida.
I was watching Salida's warm-ups, and I was watching their punter. I was going back and forth, and their punter does not – there's a few times that he was able to get the ball up in the air, but for most of it, he didn't get very much height on the football. So I'm curious if Delta saw something in
– so fake pitch on the right side to Clay. He's going deep, and it's going to be knocked away by number 9, Rodriguez. Bryce Rodriguez, a 5'11", 142-pound sophomore. But Clay wound up and just launched it. I think Brewer was the intended receiver on that right side. So
Clay threw that off of his back foot. He was not fully set. But that ball was tipped, and I believe Brewer, he almost came up with
the ball. He did off the carom. So back to the run game. Carrillo breaks the tackle in the backfield, and he'll gain 6 on that. So good job of Esai to break the ankle tackle in the backfield and get positive yardage. Gallegos bringing the play in from the sideline. Looks like he'll be wide to the left. Delta has 2 on the right side. Back will be to the right of Clay. There's the snap. Busting through the line into the Lida. Clay on the run has to throw in a hurry. Looks like that was intended for Gallegos. It'll be incomplete.
So Lida brought the rush on 3rd and 4. And Delta was not able to pick up a couple of those linebackers coming in.
So, Olivas back to punt because that was 3rd down. 2 returners for Salida back, and it's a high end over end punt. Delta getting down there in a hurry, and it's muffed. Ball is loose. Angel Romero down there trying to recover. There's a scrum for it. Delta says they have it, and so does the official. Delta recovers the muff punt inside the 5. So 2 returners back for Salida. And, you know, they had special teams difficulty last week, and again, they're struggling here tonight. And Delta's defense able to come up big and give their offense a great field position to start their 3rd drive of the game. Panthers to the line. 2 wide to the left. Back to the left of Clay. Snap is to Clay, and like he'll gain a yard on the keeper, looking for that QB power straight up the middle, and Salida looked to be a little wise to it that time. 63 seconds left in the first quarter of play. Delta will come to the line. Brewer wide to the left with Romero in the slot on that side. Back to the left of Clay and to find a seam and take it straight into the end zone. That is a Delta touchdown. Landon Clay's third touchdown of the game. All three being rushing touchdowns. And all three coming within the first quarter. In the first quarter and from within the 5-yard line. Yes, sir. I'll leave us on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, kick is up. And that is good. True. So with 38.5 seconds left in the first quarter, Delta leads 20-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Our cancer, Trent Cancer, back with you at Spartan Stadium in Salina. Delta leads 20-0 off of a 5-yard quarterback keeper by Clay. Kickoff will be through the back of the end zone. So all season long, Delta has kind of struggled in the first quarter scoring points outside of that first game of the season. So basically since, you know, Ty Reed was injured, they struggled scoring points in the first quarter. You know, obviously they come out in the second half. Struggled scoring points in the first half is what I'm trying to say. And obviously they come out in the second half and completely dominate and win football games. Tonight, though, they're with the help of some turnovers, costly turnovers by the Spartans, they're offense has been able to capitalize, and they hold a 20-0 lead here in the first quarter of play. It'll be Graff with a 4-yard run for Salida. So it'll be second and six for the Spartans. It looks like the quarterback Walker will get the play from the sideline. Two wide. One by one, double wing, back behind Walker, who's kind of an offset pistol formation. Graff will gain about a yard as the first quarter comes to an end. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Delta 20, the light of nothing. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta High School Sports.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Greg and Christy Stratton with Stratton Real Estate have been selling Delta County real estate for a combined 43 years and have led Delta County in residential sales for the last 10 consecutive years. Greg and Christy provide top-notch professional services and would be happy to help you navigate the real estate process. Give Stratton Real Estate a call at 970-234-4734. Again, that's 970-234-GREG. Stratton Real Estate, your local real estate experts.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Right up. Back to action here. Looks like they'll are a little too eager to get back to action. They're called for the false start.
The offsides on Delta.
Wow, they called. They blew the play dead. I thought for sure it would have been a false start, but instead the penalty will give Salida their first Modern Appliance Company first down of the game. It comes here on the first play of the second quarter. Delta leads 20-0. Too wide to the left. It looks like they're 2x2. The slot back on the right side came in motion to the near side. And it's a give to that motion man. Looks like he'll be tackled in the backfield. That was
number 58, Xavier Martinez, in on that tackle.
Looks like Walker actually kept it. So it looks like trips to the right. Walker, one step drop out of the gun, looks that direction. It's incomplete. Intended for number one Gentile. So it'll be 3rd and 13 for the Spartans. Ball on their own 30. Looks like they'll go loosely stacked trips to the right. Man in motion is Gentile. Now he swings back around to the right. It's going to be a little bit of a swing pass to the tight end, number 11, Johnson. And the tight end screen really goes nowhere. I'm not sure if that was a screen or just a little out route by Johnson. Regardless, Delta had it well covered.
Isai Carrillo and Clay Sandridge in on that tackle there. Brings up 4th and 12. Delta has a returner back this time for the punt.
Hudson, low line drive. Workman has the ball roll by him. He's going to pick it up. He may have actually touched it, which is why he had to field the punt. He'll be stacked up at the 15 as Salida tries to strip the ball from him. Workman going to be able to hold on to his own. And Delta will have the Modern Appliance Company first down on their own. Looks like 20, I think it's 17-yard line.
Once again, a really low punt from Salida. Just happened to catch the right bounce. Down to about the 35. Delta's 35 and just rolled all the way back to the 17.
And like I said, I think Workman actually touched it as it rolled by him, so he had to get back there and field it. Delta will line up, 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Clay in the gun. There's a wing on the right side. Slot receiver in motion, that's Gallegos. He takes the handoff, tries to break it outside. Flag on the play. Probably going to be a hold against Delta on, I think, Ryland Bynum was out there. The wide receiver out there trying to block, and I think he got a hold of Jersey. So, it'll be a 10-yard penalty, but Delta had already gained 5 yards on the run, so it ends up being only a 5-yard loss on the penalty from the original line of scrimmage, that is. 10:34 left in the first half. Delta leads 20-0. They have a 1st and 15 on their own 13-yard line. Brewer wide to the left with Gallegos in the slot. I think Bynum's wide to the right. Clay out of the gun. He'll give to Carrillo, who again has a huge hole.
Breaks the tackle. Breaks another tackle. Finally brought down.
Big game for Eastside. That's 12 yards. Marshall!
new set of downs for Delta as Damian Gallegos brings the play in. I think Gallegos will be in the slot on the right side with Brewer outside of him. Another receiver wide to the left. I think that might have been Vitamins to give up the middle to Carrillo. Small gain this time. It was actually Workman back there. Give to Workman up the middle for a gain of about 2. So it'll be 2nd and 8 for the Panthers. So the first carry for Workman and like some confusion getting the play in, I guess. I don't know what's
referee timeout
going on out there.
Delta had untied shoelaces.
Ah, referees want to make sure no one gets hurt. Hey, player safety.
Yes, sir.
Romero wide to the left. They actually too wide to the right. Play jump pass. Complete to Carrillo out of the backfield. It'll be a gain of 4 on the reception. So it's going to be 3rd down and, say, a long 3 for the Panthers on their own 38-yard line. Too wide to the left, 1 to the right. Give up the middle to Carrillo. Stacked up. Break the tackle. He's going to be close to the marker. Reached out with his arm. He's going to be really close. Let's see where the ref spot it. And that's enough for a 1st down. Great extra effort by Carrillo there. So Delta looking to pass a wobbler, kind of a wobbly duck pass there from Clay out to Brewer on the out route. Incomplete. Stop the clock with 7:44 left in the 1st half. The 2nd and 10 for Delta. Delta lines up 2 by 2. Clay will be to the left of, back to the left of Clay. Clay, this looks like a read option and he keeps it. It'll be a gain of, 8 and bring up a 3rd and short. See where they spot this. It'll be a gain of
7?
7. Play with 22 yards on 5 carries, 3 touchdowns on the ground tonight. Quick snap. Pumps. Now passes complete to Brewer on the right side. Clay had to pull that one down as he had alignment in his face, adjusted in the pocket. And able to hit a wide open Brewer for a gain of 9 on the play. It'll be a Modern Appliance Company 1st down, ball inside the Spartan 39, or inside their 40, it'll be on their 39. The pitch, sweep. So Carrillo on the left side looking for a running lane. It'll be a gain of 4. And Carrillo doing a good job of being patient back there, waiting for that lane to open up. So Delta taking their time in the huddle.
He'll have the stacked trips tight on the left side. Fade the pitch. Now they're going to give to Gallegos out of that, kind of the wing back out of that trips formation again, and he'll gain 7 on the play.
Brings up another 3rd and 3 for Delta. Quickly to the line.
Gives Carrillo up the middle. Breaks the tackle. Stacked up at about the Salida 20. About a 12-yard gain. Good enough for another first down for Delta. So Carrillo kind of trusted the defender when he got there and slowed him up enough for the rest of the Spartans to get there and bring Eastside down. But Gallego's going to bring the play in. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Gallego's your wide out. Timeout taken by Delta. That's their second timeout of the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Sports Online.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Spartan Stadium. Mark Cantor joined by Trent Cantor. Delta looking at a 1st and 10 coming out of the timeout. 5:23 left in the first half. Delta up 20-0. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Running back to the left of Clay. Stack, 3-step drop, pass. Off target, don't know if Clay was going for Standridge or Brewer there, but the pass was incomplete. 2nd and 10 for the Panthers.
I think it was intended for Standridge, but Clay just overthrew him. I'm not sure he had his feet set that time. And actually, lucky that there was enough of a cushion by the slighted defender that it wasn't picked off.
2nd and 10 for Delta. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Give up the middle to Workman. Breaks one tackle. Stacked up at about the 12-yard line. A gain of 6 or 7 on the play. We'll bring up a 3rd and short for Delta.
Connor had to actually jump over a defender as he crossed the line of scrimmage. Did a great job keeping his feet and getting the gain of 7.
To the line again.
I think Clay kept it that time.
Was a quarterback keeper.
Keeper. Like a gain of 3.
Gain of 3 enough for the first down. It would be 1st and goal from the Salida 8.
So Modern Appliance Company, 1st down for Delta. Clay, you know, with Workman not being able to carry normal load in the backfield, it looks like Clay is picking up some of the slack back there.
2 to the right. Give the Workman up the middle. Stumbles. And I believe brought down about 1 yard short.
So that'll be a gain of 7 for Connor. And Delta's bruiser back just straight up the middle. And that's the same formation that they've been running Clay out of, that keeper down inside the 10-yard line. And they opted to hand it off that time.
Wouldn't be surprised to see the same thing. Nope, another keeper to Connor up the middle. And for the touchdown.
So Connor with the 1 yard carry, his first touchdown of the game. 17 yards and a touchdown for Connor now on the ground, as Olivas will come in to kick the extra point.
Snap down ball, kick up, and good. So 3:47 left in the second quarter. Delta leads 27-0. We'll take a quick break.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So, quickly back to action here. Belivas' kick is fielded at about the 5 by Wyatt Farney. And good return for Salida. Probably the best field position they've had to start with all night here. So it'll be a Modern Appliance Company first down for Salida, but it looks like they're going to be called for a holding and the field position not as good as originally anticipated. See where they spot this ball. Looks like spot the ball at the Spartan 10, so that's where they will set up shop first and 10 for the Spartans. One wide to the right. Give up the middle to the fullback, it looks like. For gain about 5 on the play. So grab. It's a nice run, hard run there up the middle. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Spartans quickly to the line.
Slider with a no huddle. Run the exact same play. Stacked up at the line. Maybe got a yard on the play.
So 3rd and medium now for Salida. You know, Salida was, I think, only the 1 first down this game that happened on a penalty on their last possession.
Quarterback keeper up the middle. Break the tackle. Break 3. Finally brought down by number 17, Gavin Brewer.
And Gavin, kind of the last line of defense on that right side, as Walker was able to break a tackle and break into the open. Had he been able to get away from Gavin, he might have taken it to the house. Gain for Salida.
Gain of about 26 on the play. Give up the middle once again.
Grass with a gain of 1. So make it a gain of about 3, actually. It'll be 2nd and 7. 2:10 left in the first half. Delta up 27-0 here in Salida. Split back behind Walker. The ball ended up on the ground. Delta recovers another fumble. So, turnovers plaguing Salida here in this first half.
Their 2nd fumble. They also had that muffed punt a little while ago.
So Delta takes over with a Modern Appliance Company first down, 1:50. Left to go here in the first half. Looking to put more points on the board before we get to halftime. Coming up at halftime, had an interview earlier this week with John Dexter and Shayla Curtis from the cross-country team. We'll have that conversation coming up. It was a good one. Like Delta Man had a false start there, but no flag and a deep pass.
Another flag comes into play.
That one was a late one down by where the receiver was at. Has to be a pass interference. Let's see if it's on the defense or offense. Looks like they called it against Salida. So, in high school, it's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage, and Delta will have the Modern Science Company first down at the Spartan 29-yard line.
I believe that pass was intended for either Bynum or Brewer, where it was lined up on that left side. I think it was Bynum. I believe he came up with that ball. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think he did, because if he did, they would have declined the penalty. Looks like Clay going to keep it around the left side
for the read option.
Gain
of about 7 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 4. Excuse me, gain of 6. 2nd and 4.
Delta quickly to the line. Looks Tristan Wright. Snap. Quick screen pass and bobbled and dropped by Brewer. There was no whistle. The ball they thought was live. It was a forward pass. It wasn't in the backfield, so. It's an incomplete pass.
We'll bring up a 3rd down. Salida sideline. Really griping at the refs. Said Salida fans, and the pass was behind them. Trips right again. Run the same play, going deep for that's Angel Romero, and the ball comes scorched loose at the end. Incomplete.
Romero had a step on number 9, Rodriguez, and Angel just not able to hold on there at the end, and it'll be 4th down. Looks like Delta's going to go for it. Ball on the slide of 24 with 4 to go.
2 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Quarterback read option up the middle. Clay keeps the ball. Runs for about 18 yards. Good enough for the 1st down.
Thrown, spun, and thrown to the turf. Kind of a hard tackle. Lando pops right back up. It's inside the right at the 10-yard line. So 1st and goal with the clock running. 46 seconds left in the half.
Quickly to the line. 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Quick toss out to the left side.
I believe that's number 21, Angel Romero. He's in for the touchdown.
Devin Brewer on that reception. 10-yard reception for Brewer.
The number's tough to see down at that far corner.
I'll leave this on for the extra point after. Snap. Hold. Kick up. And good. With 34 seconds left in the 2nd quarter, Delta leads 33-0.
With the extra point, it'll make it 34-0. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in Salida, kickoff. High booming kick by Olivas, returned by Salida at the 20, made it up to the about 28.
That's where Salida will set up shop with 29.4 seconds left in the second quarter.
So Delta defense looking to continue pitching the shutout here. They're at 34-0.
Two to the left, one to the right for Salida. Man in motion, give up the middle.
Pretty grass, the fullback with the carry.
Gain of about three on the play.
The clock will run. I'm curious if they're even going to, if they'll run another play or not. They don't have to. Maybe just take it into halftime. And, nope, looks like it's going to be a timeout by, so might have said Coach Matt Luttrell as he's onto the field. To talk to his boys. We'll keep it right here. Delta leads 34-0, and, you know, in high school, they have kind of a mercy rule with the running clock. Once you get to, once you get 40 points ahead of your opponent at any point in the game, and something Delta defense has done multiple times before in past seasons. If they accomplish it here tonight, it'll be the first time this season they've done it. But they're only 6 points away, and the second half ends up being anything like the first. We should reach that point at some point in the third quarter of play, you would imagine.
Absolutely.
And once you hit the continuous clock, it stays that way for the rest of the game. And even if your opponent is able to get back within 40, or less than 40, excuse me.
So 9 seconds to go in the first half. Two to the left, two to the right. Man in motion going deep. Salida ball is overthrown and incomplete.
Intended for the tight end Johnson. And we find him there on the coverage. And Ward there to help out as well. 3 seconds left. And the clock will stop on the incompletion. It'll be 3rd and 6 for the Spartans. Ball on their 32-yard line.
Give up the middle.
Graff tackled after about a gain of 8, and that's how the first half will end. Delta leads 34-0 at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with that conversation with the cross-country runners that I talked about earlier. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spike's Cafe in Delta. Spike's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jim learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Spike's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Spike's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Spike's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 their all-around restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the house of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Sir, I'm here with that. John Gaxter, and
Kayla Curtis, a couple of cross-country runners. And talk about your season so far, John. You've had a couple of top 10 finishes, including third at the County Line Trails meet to start the season. How do you think you've done so far this season?
I think I've run pretty good. I've had a pretty okay season. I definitely could have had some improvements in places, but overall, it's been pretty good.
So how long have you been running cross-country?
This would be my third year. I started running as a freshman.
Okay, very good. Now, Shayla, you've had a fourth-place finish at the County Line Trails meet and have led the girls' team in highest finishes all season long. How is your season going for you?
It's been good. I've put in a lot of work over last track season and the summer, so it's nice to see it pay off.
Shane, how long have you been running cross-country?
This will be my sixth year. I started in sixth grade.
Very good. Very good. So you mentioned that you run track as well. I'm sure you both do. So for folks that don't follow cross-country real closely, explain how running cross-country differs from running track.
Cross-country, I feel like it takes a lot more commitment, a lot more extra work, if that makes sense. Like outside of practice, you have to work a lot harder than you do in track, and it's more of an independent sport than track is.
And Shayla, cross-country is just kind of one long course where track is different events, correct?
That's true. In track, you see a lot of different events, and you also see difference in the length and the styles of running. In track, it's more you're either sprinting or just going for distance. But in cross-country, you see a lot more. You have to run differently on hills and flat courses, and whether you're on gravel or dirt or pavement.
Okay. So there's obviously other sports you guys could participate in during the fall sports season. Shayla, why did you choose cross-country?
I've always loved running personally. Like, I would trade cross country over everything else. Running is my favorite.
Cool. How about you, Joe?
Well, if I'm being honest, it was mostly so I could break school records and make a name for myself. I used to play baseball, basketball, and football, and I kind of, over quarantine and during COVID, I kind of just started running as a hobby, and it kind of just took off from there, and I haven't stopped running since.
Cool. Now, you're both juniors, so you still have some time left in high school, but recruiting for college starts pretty early in an athlete's career. Are you guys looking at running cross-country at the next level, and have colleges started to reach out to you yet, John?
In the winter, I race at some college races and stuff like that, but I've not had any colleges really reach out to me. I'm not really looking to run college or run cross-country or track in college. But.
Okay. How about you, Shayla?
I haven't decided yet, but no one has reached out.
Okay. Next up, you guys have a meet today. Today we're recording this at Lincoln Park and Grand Junction. Have you guys run that course before?
No.
What's that course like?
It's on a golf course, so it's pretty flat, and grass is definitely one of the harder elements, I guess you can say, to run on. It's really soft and squishy, and it really just sucks the energy out of your body. So it's kind of hard, but it's definitely my favorite race.
That's interesting how a softer surface would suck energy out more than a harder surface like asphalt or concrete would. That's interesting.
I just find it easier to push off of concrete and stuff than it is grass. And then you have drag. If you don't pick up your feet very high, you drag your toes on the grass and stuff, and it'll slow you down. But
understood. The science of running cross country. I love it. How will you approach the course, Shayla?
Some of these courses I just personally have to play by ear. Like, I know running on grass, it hurts my knees and hips. So you just gotta play each course by ear. And if you're feeling good, then give it your all. And if not, then you want to save yourself so you can run in regionals.
Understood. Very good. Good luck to you guys the rest of the season. And thanks for chatting with me today.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So welcome back to Spartan Stadium. At halftime, Delta leads 34-0, and Trent's going to tell you about some of the other sports that are going on at Delta High School and what they did this week. So for volleyball, Delta beat North Fork 3-1 last night. Aylin Bayless was the MAC Preps player of the match. 13-2 overall, 6-0 in league. Delta's next matchup is a non-league Durango is up against non-league Durango for senior night on Tuesday. Softball shut out Aspen yesterday, 30-0 in three innings at Aspen, and wrapped up at least a share of the league title. We'll now wait and see how the team is seeded for regionals. Soccer, Delta lost at Roaring Fork yesterday, 6-0. They will host Moffitt County tomorrow. In cross country, like we heard earlier, John Dexter finished 14th at yesterday's Warrior Lincoln Park Classic in Grand Junction. Taylor Curtis finished 30th. And those were the top two finishers for boys and girls Delta's boys and girls cross country. Taking a look at some of the first half stats, Landon Clay, 5-for-11 passing for 44 yards. Isai Carrillo led the way on the ground. As far as yardage goes, he had 81 yards on 11 carries. Landon Clay, 49 yards on 8 carries and 3 touchdowns. Connor Workman, 17 yards on 4 carries and a touchdown. Damian Gallegos also had a 7-yard run. Receiving Gavin Brewer was 4 catches for 39 yards. You say Carrillo had a reception for 4 yards. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Number 5, Montrose, they're number 5 in 4A, are leading Falcon 28-0 at the half. That is in Montrose. Happens to be the Highway 50 game of the week with our radio partners, the Monkey. Taking a look at 1A and the Delta County schools, Cedar Edge is actually losing to Gunnison, number 10 Gunnison, 13-0 in the first. Roaring Fork is leading Olathe 21-0 at the half. And looking to see if North Fork is playing tonight. I'm not sure they are. This might be one of their bye weeks. Now we'll look at 2A, which obviously Delta's classification. Number three, Eaton is beating Fort Lupton 24-0 in the second. Number five, the Academy is up 35-7 on Steamboat Springs in the second. That's in Steamboat Springs. Number four, Basalt is beating Rifle 19-7. Number eight, Moffat County is up 20-6 at Coleridge in the second. And once again, the score here, 34-0, Delta at the half. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of action. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Bates with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor and Trent Cantor back with you as we close out halftime here in Salida. Once again, Delta leads 34-0. And obviously a dominant first half by the Panthers defensively, forcing two turnovers. And then the muff punt on deep in the Spartans territory. And Delta's offense able to capitalize on those gifts that their defense has given them. Scoring their most first half points, I believe, this season. So both teams back out on the field for second half warm-ups. And, Salida, they've had a couple of big plays. They had the big run by the quarterback Walker where he was able to find a seam, and he almost broke it for a touchdown, just had the one-man Brewer to beat. And unfortunately, their drive fizzled out after that. And, this Delta defense is tough. I talked about it in the pregame. They've only had 34 points scored against them this season, which, interestingly enough, and I've talked about this all season long, Trent, but this Delta squad reminds me a lot of the squad that went to the state championship game against Sterling, 4 years ago. And, that defense, obviously very dominant. They didn't allow, a point to be scored against them in the first four games of the season, but through six games, like Delta is now, this team has actually had fewer points scored against them than that team did. So, obviously, that the Delta defensive secondary just they've got shut down corners. Von Mitchell mentioned last week, rarely do we see anyone throw at Ryland Bynum. We saw it here tonight, an overthrow to the tight end Johnson out here on the near side. Very few and far between do they throw at Ryland. Generally it's to Gavin Brewer's side. Gavin, a shutdown corner in his own right, Landon Clay is out there making plays on defense. You've got Clay Sandridge and Connor Workman all over the field. And Delta's defense is tough and stout. That's all you can say about it. So we'll see if Salida can get anything going here in the second half. Like we mentioned before halftime, Delta 6 points away from getting a running clock against Salida here. So Delta had won the toss and they deferred. So Damian Gallegos will be back to return the kick for Delta. So the kicker for Salida having the same issue of getting the ball on the tee, number two, Brady Pond. And kind of the scrum huddle running up to the ball, and now they'll spread out. And then Potts will get set to put the boot into it. Kick fielded by Gallegos. Brought up. He kind of slowed up as he got to the defender there. Had he kept his momentum going, he might have been able to break it to the house. He breaks that tackle and there's nobody else there. And with Damian's speed, it would have been no doubt it would have gone to the house. So, regardless, Delta starting off a good field position on their own 36 with a Modern Appliance Company first down. Two to the right, one to the left. Quick snap, quick pass out to Gallegos. Out in the flat. Gain of about four on the play. The pass play. It looks like we have a downed Salida player. And number 28, Edgerton, in there on the ankle tackle of Gallegos. So we'll see what's going on with this Spartan that's down on the field. They're standing out there to check him out, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The injured Spartan on that play, he's helped to the sideline, and Delta will be back to the line of scrimmage. Two to the left, one to the right. Give up the middle to Connor Workman. Find the seam. Shimmies his way up the field for gain of about 17. So Connor's longest run of the game so far. And, Delta kind of, has this 1-2 punch with Workman and Carrillo. And they used Workman as their bruiser to kind of soften up the defense, that defensive front. And then, every once in a while, they'll pop one loose. And then they'll use Isai Carrillo once the defense is weakened and he breaks the big one. Quick snap play action. Pass out to Brewer out on the left side. Gain of about 16 on the play. Another first down for Delta.
So the linebacker who was lined up on the right side, they had actually been a defensive lineman for Salida, had actually almost jumped in front of that football and went right over his hands. As Salida may have had that one sniffed out, and Delta got kind of lucky.
Two to the right, one to the left. Clay looking left to bite him. And caught. They're going to say he is down at the 2, I believe. Cornerback. Can't tell what number that is. Number 12, maybe? I think that was the linebacker, Glazer, who was on the receiver, Bynum. And he was tackled just outside the end zone. Big game, though, for Delta. I think a 29-yard reception. Oh, they called that a touchdown. Oh, wow. So, 20-yard reception ending win a touchdown. Number 12, Glocker coming off the field limping, it looks like. Olivas on to kick the extra point. Snap, hold, kick is up, and good. Running. Bynum's first touchdown of the year, I believe, and Delta has now gone up 41-0, and we are into that running clock here about a quarter of the way through the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here, Spartan Stadium. Kickoff by Delta returned by number 24. That was Farney, the returner for Salida. Good return. Looks like they'll have the ball at their own 29-yard line. So he fielded it that inside the 10. So double-digit return for him. As once again, into the running clock, the clock will only stop on timeouts and injuries. Two to the left, one to the right for Salida. Man in motion, give up the middle to the fullback.
Graff able to find a hole there. Brought down by Workman after a gain of 6. So, Salida able to here late in the second quarter and here early in the third has been able to pop a couple of those.
Now they give up the middle to Graff.
He found a seam, and he'll have a Modern Appliance Company first down after a gain of 8. So back-to-back positive runs for Salida. 7:30 left in the third. Delta leads 41-0.
Slide up to the line. Man in motion. Another give up the middle.
That's number 22, Porter Post, actually broke it to the outside, gained about a yard on the play. So Walker heads to the sideline, gets the play from Coach Matt Luttrell, and Slider will come to the line.
Man in motion. Once again, give up the middle. Ball is loose. There's a scrum for it. Delta signaling. And the ref signals. That's Salida's third fumble of the game. Delta recovers.
And if you count the muffed punt, it's the fourth turnover for Salida here tonight. Delta will have a Modern Appliance Company first down at the Salida 45-yard line. I want to mention the second half kickoff was brought to us by Taco Time.
So Delta will take possession on the Salida 45, give up the middle.
Two. Is they unfiled? I think that's Giovanni Romero. Giovanni's first action of the game, and it's a 5-yard gain. So I look for Delta to get a lot of these second and third team players in to the game now with the running clock and being up so good.
Number 89, Lance Porter checking into the game for Delta. Two to the right, one to the left. Snap, give up the middle.
Again, that goes to Romero. And looks like he'll have a gain of 7. And it's the Modern Appliance Company first down. Lance Porter came in on that last play at tight end. So, backup tight end getting some action here.
Gallegos bringing into the play. Delta comes to the line. Two to the right, one to the left. Gallegos, that receiver to the left. Romero, another give up the middle. Run for about 7 yards on the play. It'll be 2nd and 4 for Delta.
Looks like maybe 2nd and 5 if they only gave him 5 yards on that carry. So Romero, 3 carries for 19 yards already.
2 to the left, 1 to the right. Give up the middle once again to Romero.
Romero finds a seam on the left side, then puts his head down to try to run over a defender. It's a gain of 6 in a Modern Appliance Company first down. Looks like we'll get a substitution on the offensive line. I didn't see who came in at left tackle first. Tucker J. Trying to get a number on that.
2 to the right, 1 to the left for Delta. Here's the snap. Another give up the middle to Romero.
Tries to spin away from the tackle, and a late flag came from the official who's behind the play. And it's probably, from where it came from, I'm guessing it's a hold against Delta.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
So there hasn't been a whole lot of penalties against Delta tonight. They kind of stayed clean that way.
I know one big thing that Coach Johnson said from last week's game is penalties have always been an issue for Delta. So today only, I think, picking up 3. Snap, quick pass out to the right.
That's Angel Romero, who had to adjust on the throw.
Right foot slipping just a little bit. Believe he got right back to the line, so we're looking at 2nd and 20 from the Salida 35. Delta comes to the line, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Running back to the left of Clay. Here's a snap. Give up the middle. Romero's stacked up in the backfield by number 58, Grant Jones of Salida. Loss of 2 on the play. So, third and long for Delta. So, yeah, that penalty and then the loss on the run really hurt Delta this drive. We've got less than 90 seconds to here in the third quarter with that running clock. The game going by very quickly now. Bynum and Angel Romero bringing in the play for Delta, coming to the line. Two to the right, one to the left. Bynum and Romero on that right side. Gives to Giovanni Romero, who's sacked up in the backfield. Might have lost the football, so might have came up with that ball. And I think you're right, because the defense is coming out on the field. Romero gets coughing up the ball, and light is offense back out on the field. Actually, it looks like, nope, you're right. They did not, no fumble on the play, but Olivas is out for only his second punt of the game. Yeah, I saw the punt team come out, and I thought it was the defense. My bad. All good. Going to be offside. If they throw a flag, punt is up. Fair catch called. Get the slight Delta bounce. Going to be touchdown at the Salida 15. I thought one of the linemen for Salida jumped, and they definitely did. No flag thrown. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. So Delta leads 41-0. And we'll get ready for the final stanza. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Greg and Christy Stratton with Stratton Real Estate have been selling Delta County real estate for a combined 43 years and have led Delta County in residential sales for the last 10 consecutive years. Greg and Christy provide top-notch professional services and would be happy to help you navigate the real estate process. Give Stratton Real Estate a call at 970-234-4734. Again, that's 970-234-GREG. Stratton Real Estate, your local real estate experts. You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Panicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Panicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Cantor, Trent Cantor, back with you here as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Delta leads 41-0. Flip sides of the field. Delta will be moving right to left. Salida with the ball. Man in motion for Salida. Take the pitch, the handoff to number one, Connor Gentile. Looks like he was stopped in the backfield. Might have made it back up to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. So Delta getting some of the second teamers in there. Clayton Cryer is out there in the defensive backfield, it looks like. Two to the left, two to the right. Snap. Quick pass out to the flat to number 24. Wyatt Farney. Looks like a short game, maybe just one, and will bring up 39 for Salida. Saw Blessing on the field for Delta. I think he's out there at one of the linebacker spots. Kyle Kincaid out there as well. Late substitution as Giovanni Romero comes in at a linebacker. Take the pitch, pass to number 11, completed. That's the tight end, Drew Johnson, big play for Salida. Puts them all the way on the other side of midfield in Delta territory now. 37-yard pass completion. Number 11, Alex Ward, there to take down Drew Johnson. Seems like a little confusion there with the late substitution. Slider now in a hurry up. Another quick pass out in the flat, incomplete, overthrown. is intended for number 24, Wyatt Farney.
So the hurry-up offense
did not equal success that time. 10 minutes left in the game.
Second and 10,
right at midfield. So Salida opting to huddle up now as Walker will bring the play from the sideline.
Salida will go close trips right, man in motion. Now circles back around, drops back for a pass, quick screen pass. Hit by number 6, Braden Sprout, I believe, is out there.
So Sprouty getting some time on defense. Had a little time last week as well. So a 2-yard gain on the screen, and it's 3rd and 8 for Salida. Ball on the Delta 48-yard line. It's like number 12 and number 15 into the game, Eddie Glasser and Ashton Walker. Walker will have a seat, and I believe that there's a new quarterback in there for Salida.
Still Walker running to his right, floats it over, incomplete. Ball would have been out of bounds anyways. Number 1, Clayton Cryer in there to break up that play. That'll bring up 4th down. For Salida.
It was actually Johnson that was coming to the sideline. You were right. Walker was still in there. I just misread the roster. So, we'll see if Salida. Salida's going to go for it here. They really have nothing to lose. Ball in the Delta 48, down big, 8 minutes left in the game, or a little more than that. And see if they can get something to pop here.
To the line. Salida, one to the left, one to the right. Here's a snap, rolled right, quick pass, deflected, incomplete, Braden Sprout on the coverage there.
Good coverage by Sprouty there to break it up and turn over on downs to Delta.
I believe the intended receiver on the play was number 24, Wyatt Farney. Fresh set of downs for Delta. They'll set up shop on their own 48.
So it looks like number 50, Nathan Brewer, into the game. That's Gavin's little brother.
Number 52, Retner Montez, checking into the game as well.
He'll be on the offensive line. Looks like we'll have a couple of the starters out there to anchor the line.
Delta lines up 2 to the right, 1 to the left, handoff. I believe Giovanni Romero on the carry. Gain of about 3 on the play. Excuse me, 4. Brings up 2nd and 6.
So, Romero so far has been the exclusive runner in the second half. I haven't seen Esai or Workman back there, and that's fine.
2 to the left, 1 to the right for Delta. Snap, give up the middle to Romero once again. Finds the seam. Brought down by a slew of Spartans.
But it's a gain of 7. A modern appliance company first down. Little north of 6 left here in the game. Delta still leads 41-0. Ball will be on the Salida 42, 1st and 10. It's like Mauricio Blanco has set into the game for the Panthers.
Delta will line up 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Quick snap. Give up the middle to Romero once again. Breaks an ankle tackle and stumbles forward for a gain of about 8 on the play.
So 2nd and 2 for the Panthers.
Delta marching down the field with their run game like they have been all day.
Like Isaiah Huff has checked into the game.
Two to the left, one to the right. Another handoff up the middle. Romero stacked up. Game's about two on the plate. And enough for the first down.
So that'll be the Modern Appliance Company first down. And I imagine Delta's just going to serve the Spartans a steady diet of run here just to kind of finish the game.
4.5 minutes left. One to the left, one to the right. Two to the right, excuse me. Gives to Romero up the middle. Slips away from one tackler and then stacked up. Gain of maybe one on the play.
Actually, I think forward progress is going to give him about three.
So, Romero, Giovanni Romero, takes a seat.
Looks like
I'm not sure who the running back is, but it was give up the middle.
I think Carrillo subbed back in there.
Gain of about another two on the play. Brings up third and four for the Panthers. Delta lines up two to the left, one to the right. Snap, give up the middle. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Number 77, Luke Pruitt, in on the tackle for Salida. Fourth and four for Delta.
Looks like they're gonna go for it.
I mean,
you know, why not? You got 3 minutes left.
Why not?
Clock's running.
You'd be kicking it not into the wind, but with the wind. With Olivas' leg, he might be able to get it in there, but handoff up the middle.
That might be Jesse Delgado, number 25, running the ball now.
And Jesse rushed for a gain of four, which was enough for another Modern Appliance first down for Delta.
So Delta hangs on to the ball and keeps on trucking.
2.5 minutes. Left in the fourth quarter. Two to the left, one to the right. Here's a snap. Give up the middle. Stacked up once again. Forward progress. Maybe gives them one. That's number 64, Dylan Gordon, for Delta running the ball there. Sophomore for Delta. That's the number he's wearing. I don't know. Unless I just can't see, which is a possibility.
Actually, it might be 44 Talon Hewlett. That might be who it is. I still can't see the number to be sure, but
two to the right, one to the left. Here's the snap for Delta. Maybe. Oh, Clay mishandled the snap. Was going to give it off, hand it off, but instead just falls on it for a loss of three. So third and 13 for Delta. With about a minute left in the quarter.
Clay took his time having the ball snapped there.
Two to the right, one to the left.
Again, taking his time, third and long. Take as much time off the clock as he can.
And he'll just take a knee. And I believe that will do it here. As time runs down, final score, Delta 41, Salida 0.
So we'll take a break and
we come back, we'll have our post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. This takes pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So back here at Spartan Stadium, where Delta shuts out the Spartans 41-0. We'll take a look at some of the stats here. Landon Clay was 8-for-15 passing for 93 yards. Isai Carrillo, 83 yards on 12 carries. Landon Clay was 49 yards on 8 carries, had the 3 touchdowns. Connor Workman was 34 yards on 5 carries. Damian Gallegos had a 7-yard run. Giovanni Romero, as I count up his yards here, had 47 yards on 9 carries. And he determined the running back at the end of the game with the ineligible number. Trent was correct. It was Dylan Gordon. He had 7 yards there at the end of the game. Receiving tonight, Gavin Brewer had 55 yards on 5 catches. Damian Gallegos had a 4-yard catch. Raylan Bynum with a 29-yard touchdown reception. Isai Carrillo with a 4-yard reception. And the defense forcing 4 turnovers plus the muff punt as well. And just a dominant victory by the Panthers here tonight, Trent.
Absolutely. Delta came in, deferred the coin toss in the first half, caused Salida to go 3-and-out first possession. And as soon as Delta had their first possession, just used their run game, their strong run game with Isai Carrillo, and a little bit of Connor Workman tonight, not as much with the hand injury as we expected, but Landon Clay did a good job of picking up the slack in the run game as well.
Absolutely.
Seemed to run the ball a little bit more than normal. So
Delta has a bye next week before traveling to Bayfield on the 21st of this month. My broadcast for the Bayfield game will be the Highway 50 Game of the Week on the Monkey, 97.1 in Delta. Pre-game for that game starts at 6:45 in the evening on the 21st. Once again, final score from Spartan Stadium in Salida tonight, Delta 41, Salida 0. For Trent Cantor, I'm Mark Cantor, saying Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks from Bayfield. Have a good night.